Okay, so we're going to start the show right now, but we always have a house band, and our house band always travels far. Usually our house band comes from a faraway place, but we brought the house band tonight. He's all the way from Washington, D.C. He's an amazing, amazing performer. So these guys are going to play the intro song, and here you go, Sean. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your hands together. They came all the way from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. Please put your hands together for Butterfly with Bullet Wings.
The world is a vampire. That's a train. The spider marines are still just around the cage.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's 3 years of success summarized in 10 seconds of art.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming to You, Me, Them, everybody. Welcome to Terry's. Welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you so much. We're going to have an evening of fun and adventure. Oh, you're going to break the wind chimes if you keep playing them so aggressively, guys. You got to be respectful of the instruments. I know that they're yours, and you brought them, and you travel with them, and you tour with them. But ladies and gentlemen, wind chimes cost a lot of money. How much money? $55. That's what happens when you do a really successful show in Washington, D.C., and you make money. You buy wind chimes at 3 a.m. and give it to your house band because you're very, very dumb. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't live here. Oh, I'm a globetrotter. I've never been to the West Coast. That's how much of a globetrotter I am. I turned 30 in 2 days. I'm freaking out, so I decided, don't cheer for that. That's just weird. I didn't die out of a womb. That's all that means. I didn't accomplish anything. The fact that we cheer at birth, you made it to 30. That's fantastic. Why is that fantastic? I'm going to poison myself in front of you, and you have to give me shots because it's my birthday. That's what birthdays are, ladies and gentlemen. Now you know how life works. Ladies and gentlemen, Philadelphia's an all right town. This is my fourth time here. We did a show here in January, and we had an amazing lineup. We had a guy that was on America's Got Talent. He's a very, very talented comic. We had a musician that played Jimmy Fallon 2 nights prior. Did you know that, Jen?
No, I did not.
It was amazing. And it was in this town called Manioc, I think. I don't even know the town name. And
that doesn't sound real at all.
It was horrible. It was one of the worst nights of my life, but I made so many friends. This is what happened after that show. I kind of harassed the guy that was like, come to Philly. I was like, okay. So I did. I harassed him to give me shelter, and he did. He was fantastic.
He also brought the Rolling Stones for you.
We did. He gave me shelter. See, get it, guys? Listen, guys. There's this band. They're called the Rolling Stones. Go to rollingstones.com. They're a fantastic act. Anyways, this is what I did on an exciting night in Philadelphia on a Friday night, Saturday night in January. We went back to a kid's house that could barely pay the heating bill. It was very cold. And we played the Burger King video game that was built for PlayStation for 3 hours. That's right. You should clap because that's art at its finest. And then we proceeded to drink Busch Light because in this weird part of Philadelphia, they only sell 6-packs of Busch Light for $10. You're supposed to be cheap. Do you realize that? Like, that's kind of the charm of Philadelphia. Like, you're a working class. Busch Light shouldn't be. They should give you Busch Light for being here. I've been back to Philadelphia twice since then, and I had a fantastic time. My most recent time, I went to the Barnes Collection. Ooh, that's where art lives. I went to the Barnes Collection. Barnes Collection is the subject of a famous film that, who cares? It doesn't matter. Here's the point. The Barnes Collection sells out, like, months in advance, and I didn't know this. And I don't know if you guys know this because you're locals, but it does. Here's how you get in. You send an email about a half an hour before you want to go and say, hey, I write for the Huffington Post, which I do, and they just let you in. Now, there's no fact-checking. I never wrote a story about it. I'm encouraging every single person that ever wants to get into anything, say, I write for blank. They will let you in. They do not care. Here's the weird thing about it. If I was like, I write for the Philadelphia Weekly, I'm assuming that's a thing, they would like be upset. They would be upset and be like, where's our article? But if you write for higher-ups, you know, like, blah, like everyone's getting blown and there's Coke for free. They don't ever question you. So that's it. That's all I wanted to say. I'm going to leave now. We're going to go to Brooklyn because I have this wonderful band called Butterfly with Bullet Wings with me, and they're absolutely fantastic. But we do have a fantastic lineup tonight. We have Lisa Yost, Hillary Ray, Rob DeSantis, and Zach Reinhardt of the 100 Acre Woods. But before, I need to get the band back up here. That's correct. The band needs to finish their tacos, get their instruments tuned up, guys. I don't know if you guys know about chimes, but this set of chimes that we have here tonight, I know it's an audio podcast, that's why I'm going to describe it for the listener at home. There's at least 20 different sets of chimes, right? Each one of these has to be tuned every single time. It's a labor-intensive process, but I think it's worth it. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, please put your hands together for Butterfly with Bullet Wings.
Today is the greatest day of heaven. No, can't live for tomorrow. For this look. Put my heart out, for I get out. Today is the greatest day I've ever known.
What a fantastic set.
That is correct. That is the appropriate response. When you see greatness, you put your hands together, because it's weird to yell things at places. Thank you so much, band. You'll come back later. Is that correct? Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. I would like to point out that our, what is this called? Our chime player is so talented that he only plays with one hand, because he's eating a taco with the other, because that's what we do in Philadelphia. Okay. Coming to the idea of a stage, please put your hands together. That's an idea of a stage, right? For the very funny Lisa Yost, everybody. Lisa Yost, everybody. Here we go.
Oh, I'm good. Hey, how are you guys? Awesome. If I'm a little bit low energy right now, I do apologize. I quit smoking. I'm on hour 4, so I'm doing okay. Smoking's bad, you guys. I really do want to quit. I do hate smoking in front of little kids. It makes me feel bad and uncomfortable. And earlier today, I was having a cigarette, and this little kid was just staring at me. I felt so guilty, I ended up just giving him one. And he was like, no thanks. And I'm like, okay. I was walking to the subway, and this homeless woman says to me, do you have any money? And I say to her, no, I don't have any money. I don't have any money on me. And she says, well, I know you live off this block, so you can just give me the money next week. And I was like, oh my God, thank you for being so flexible. Is this going to be with interest? I don't want this to ruin my credit. I don't want to be taken to hobo court. So I will give it to you next week. I do love the city. One thing I hate about the city, can we all agree? Palo parking, ooh, it sucks, right?
Yes, it does.
It's bad, okay? I hate Palo parking. Last night I was trying to Palo park and I couldn't because next to me was this cop and he was staring at me. He was putting extra pressure on me. You know how that makes it worse? Took me like 4 or 5 times to back my car in this spot. And when I got out, I was really embarrassed. So I said to him, ugh, I'm actually Asian, so I can't park or drive. And I did make him laugh. Thank God for stereotypes, because I was wasted out of my mind, like on the verge of a blackout. I am Asian. I'm actually half Asian, and being half Asian, there seems to be high expectations of me. I love you somewhat long time. I get a lot of people coming up to me making comments on whether they think I look Asian or not. Like, some people think I look more Asian, some people think I look more white. I like to think I look more human, but this one guy was like, oh, I could totally tell you were Asian. I could just tell. And I was like, well, that's really weird because you're my gynecologist. It's mad creepy. The whole Asian sexual fetish thing is weird. I was dating this guy for a little bit, and he was all like, oh, you're my first Asian. And he was all proud of it, as if I was some kind of exotic deer he finally got to mount. But what's weird for me, you guys, is I could never say the equivalent back to him without lying. I could never say to this kid, oh yeah, you're totally my first white guy that lives at home that thinks he can have a rap career. Yeah. I do love to eat. Give it up for eating. I was at a restaurant, and my waitress was very exotic looking. She had dark hair, caramel skin, and she had a name I couldn't pronounce. So I said to her, hey, I hope you don't mind me asking, you're super pretty, but I couldn't tell by your name what ethnicity you were. Where does your name come from? And she goes, nowhere. My mom just made up a name and gave it to me. And I was like, oh, you're black. But then I ordered 40 hot dogs, and she said, oh, you're Asian. I was like, yeah. Yeah. It is the hot dog eating people, Kobayashi.
Oh, I get it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. I don't like girls. That's something that I want to talk about. I don't like girls at all. I was talking to this girl at a bar, and she says to me, I just moved here from Dallas, Texas. And I said, oh yeah, good job offer? And she goes, no, I just needed a fresh new start. And I was like, you totally fucked your best friend's boyfriend. I'm so not being friends with you. Because that is what fresh start means in girl code. It means a girl slept with way too many guys that know each other and she has to move to another city. I am originally from Lancaster, so... I don't like going out with girls. I don't like going out with guys either. I'm just a very paranoid person. I hate going out with guys I don't know because I think to myself, oh, they're probably visualizing me naked. They're probably thinking about what it would be like to have sex with me. That's disgusting. And I'm sure my actual guy friends probably think about the same thing when they're hanging out with me, but it's okay because I've already slept with them. I probably need a fresh new start. Do you guys think it's stressful when you have sex with somebody new, when you like them? You know, because you're kind of like worried about how you look and it's just a little bit weird. I don't like it. But what's weird about it is when I'm masturbating in my room by myself, I'm like a sexual demon. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm rolling around the bed, I'm making noises, I'm biting the sheets, I'm smacking my own ass. What I'm trying to say is if there was video footage that got out of me masturbating and people were to see it, people would not feel comfortable making eye contact with me for like a year. Okay? But if there was video footage of me having sex with a guy I really liked, people would come up to me and be like, you are really good at being still. The more still I am, the more I like the guy. You just all, that was so sad. It's fine. I think I need a pet. I do love dogs. I saw a guy playing with a dog, and it was a German Shepherd, and I really wanted to go over and play with it, but I didn't know if that was appropriate or not, but the dog came over to me first, because I'm pretty sure animals can smell loneliness. So I'm like petting the dog, and I'm like, oh my God, I love German Shepherds, they're my favorite, you know, I used to have one, and which is kind of weird and intimate for me to share with this guy. I never met him before. But you can get away with that when it's a dog, you know? Like, I can't go up to a couple and start playing with their baby and be like, oh my God, I love babies. They're my favorite. I used to have one. My parents made me get rid of it. Oh. I'll wrap it up on this one. You guys seem a little bit younger. I go to a lot of weddings. Can I get a... Does anybody go to weddings? No? One guy is shaking his head violently. No? Okay. I am a little bit older. I go to a lot of weddings, and sometimes when you go to a wedding, you have to get a hotel room. It's very expensive. And what the couple does to make you feel welcome is they give you these little wedding goodie gift bags, okay? And there's this lame, stupid note attached to the wedding goodie gift bag. It's like, oh, thank you so much for spending this magical weekend with us. Here are some things in this goodie bag to make your stay more comfortable. And this bag is full of shit. There is nothing good in this wedding goodie gift bag, okay? I'm going to tell you what's in it. There's a bottle of water. There's a shitty bag of old pretzels. There's a brochure about what to fucking do in Gettysburg. Like, I came here to blackout. All right, I'm not touring Gettysburg. If they really wanted to make my stay more comfortable, they would put things in this goodie bag that I could get some use out of, right? Like maybe an iTunes gift card so I can download a new game to play while I watch these assholes get married. That'd be awesome. Or maybe a flask of whiskey that I can chug before the reception, avoid the long lines, avoid the tipping. Or how about they just include some fucking fireworks in that bag that we can just set off in the Holiday Inn fucking parking lot? Give us something to look forward to when we get back from your shitty reception. That would be an awesome wedding. If my friend was like, oh, remember Peter and Katie's wedding in Gettysburg? And I'm like, oh my God, that shit was crazy. We almost burnt down the Holiday Inn. I fucked her little brother. Thank God for the morning after pill in that goodie bag. That was a good goodie bag. Thank you so much for being a good audience.
Lisa Yost, everybody. Lisa, different. Sit down for a second.
Thank you.
I slid right over like a pro.
Thanks. Like thank you.
Lisa, yeah. Funny, I've never heard anyone complain about tipping at an open bar.
You always have to, like, they have a cup out, and they're like, you don't have to, but here's my aggressive cup.
How many drinks do you think you consume at a wedding if there's an open bar?
600.
For you, that's a lot of money. Okay,
excellent.
What about you, Lisa?
At least eight.
How much do you tip? Fine, 8 to 10. We'll split the difference with 9. How much do you tip per drink, usually?
I'll try to get a couple before I give them a few dollars.
Oh, interesting.
Is that like a regional thing,
but,
or am I just like hoity-toity? It's a dollar.
Is that an Asian thing?
Is that an Asian thing?
A good idea is you give them a good tip in the beginning, so then they think.
Just tip a dollar every time.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's
also,
I
you're
do.
A pretty woman. You'll get whatever you want.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. You have to leave early.
$10, I know.
That's why we open with stand-up. Where do you have to go in the morning?
I have to go to some place in New York for work.
With your creepy boss.
With my creepy boss, yeah.
Which is obviously redundant, I think.
Yeah.
Is there a non-creepy boss out there?
What time
raise your hand.
What time do you have to wake up?
Oh, my God. I have to wake up at, like, 4:25 a.m.
Nope. You said 4:20 earlier.
You have to wake up at 4:20.
It's getting later the later the night goes.
That's how time works. So where do you...
Like, my plan on, like, not...
Where do you live? I'm not going to follow you home. I live in D.C.
I live in West Philly.
How far is that from here?
Is that where the... Where's... Okay,
not far.
Can you, like, in reference to where the Fresh Prince was from, in West Philadelphia, born and raised. Oh, hey! In the playground.
They're not sick of that. They love hearing about that and Motown Philly.
Oh, yeah? You guys want to hear Rocky or Fresh Prince? It's your fucking call. It is your fucking call. I'll do
Sorry.
It all day.
Sorry that we're poo-pooing on your culture.
I'm not a
No, no, not at all. I'm not. I've only been in Philly for a few months. So.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm from outside Philly, but it's the
Hicks. Where outside?
This place called Harleysville, and there's lots of horses, and there's a Walmart, and there's grass.
That sounds medium, like not too great, not too bad. There's a horse,
no, it's
but
pretty,
there's
it's
a Walmart.
Pretty bad.
Have you ever ridden a horse to a Walmart?
No.
That's a valid question. That's a valid question.
That sounds okay.
All right, you're funny. You can go now.
Okay. Thank you.
Where can
Thank
people
you.
Find plugs?
Oh, I would be... Lovely to have more Twitter followers. How annoying is Twitter?
Oh, I'm sorry.
To get followers, it's crazy.
It's the only
self-esteem I have. If anybody is listening to this, My Twitter name is Lisa _Yost.
I'll tag it in the post. How many followers do you have?
I don't know.
You know.
300. 324.
That's not
so
a lot.
Lame.
How long have you been on the Twits?
Year and a half.
A year and a half?
I know. What am I doing wrong? I think my tweets are not. Maybe. All right. I'm just gonna stop talking.
I think it's the underscore.
You have
really?
An underscore in your name?
I have one, too. It's
what, are you, a robot? No. Only robots have underscores.
No, I have an underscore. It's that platform your Twitter handle hangs itself on. It's the fucking worst.
I know.
Well, Lisa, I wish you the best of luck with horses,
thank
Walmart,
you.
And Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for
thank
Lisa
you.
Yost.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's a talented comedian. She's also a very talented storyteller. We're going to talk to her about her craft and everything, and it'll be a very fun time. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. I'm seeing if I got for Hillary Ray, everybody.
Tonight, we'll crucify the incident tonight. Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Butterfly with Bullet Wings, yet another classic song.
Yeah, that was off their greatest hits B-sides, I think.
Hillary Ray!
Hi.
You have a perfect storytelling name.
Thank you. I just have to say this. It's not a terror, it's not a fear, but I hate wind chimes.
Oh.
So it's freaking me out that they're here, and actually, like, I just started moving into the world of stand-up, and I have 3.5 minutes worth of jokes about wind chimes.
Wait.
Do it right now. I want to hear every wind chime
joke
right now.
Jaws are on the floor. Why do you hate wind chimes or the sound of angels?
I mean, I don't know. Wind chimes are like that friend you have that eats a lot of hummus and is really wishy-washy on plans and wears Birkenstocks with socks in the summer.
All right. Okay.
I can't hear you. I just hear beauty right now.
I can't even hear.
I just hear beauty and truth.
I'm going to have nightmares now.
What, are we in heaven right now? Is this...
I don't know. Why do you hate things that are good?
Are we at the end of that Porno for Pyros video, Pets?
You've been wanting to use that all night.
I more hate wind chimes that are in people's backyards. It's not
much. But those are the different ones, because those are just like a couple of gongy ones.
Is
that a word, gongy? It is now.
These are really the sound of
angels.
I will say,
these are like the classiest wind chimes I've ever been in the presence of.
Thank you. That's right. Give it up, everybody. The butterfly with bullet wings only plays the classiest of chimes.
I had to just get that out there before we started. I couldn't just keep it to myself. I'm sorry.
Well, this is actually an intervention for you.
Okay, you and I are on a first date. We go to Olive Garden. We get some breadsticks, salads, never-ending soup. It's fantastic. I met you on the dating website WebMD. We talk about all of our illnesses, and then you say, "Hey, Brandon, what's your favorite musical stylings?" And I say, "Like every man with a soul, wind chimes." What do you say back to me? Keep in mind we're at the Olive Garden.
Keep in mind he's a hypochondriac and he's got paranoid schizophrenia.
But that's what drew you to me, because we're on WebMD.
I think I would actually just keep eating breadsticks until I die.
It's never ending, so you could actually literally do
that's
that.
What I would think.
Don't you think that that's a little bit too much carbs in one meal?
I would just,
not if you're trying
I would
to
do
die.
It by suicide. Like, eat them to
you
die.
You would hate dating me on one date. So much that you'll kill yourself.
It's because of the word wind chimes.
What if I brought wind chimes to the date? What if I gave you... Thank you.
I would...
What if I gave you...
What if we need to do some aversion therapy, I think.
What if I gave you wind chimes? What's your favorite candy?
It's the wind chime.
I like Twizzlers, actually.
What if I do, too.
You know what? They look like wind chimes. This is fucking bullshit.
I know. Okay.
Let's make a wind chime out of Twizzlers.
Now, I therapy. Give you... Swizzlers fun size, because we're reasonable adults here. Every single time I play the wind chimes, do you start to like the wind chimes?
This is a Pavlovian. We're doing a little Pavlovian.
Listen, like Limp Bizkit said, we're all just animals, and then he nookie something. That was a song, right?
Yeah, totally.
I think they said, I want to fuck you like an animal. That was Limp Bizkit. I want to fuck you like an animal.
Not, I want to fuck you like wind chimes.
Let's slow that down.
How would a wind chime fuck? It would be
you can't fuck a wind chime. You can make love to the sound.
Well, you'd have to be married first. It's in heaven.
Nah.
That's Jesus' rule, not mine.
But in heaven, there's only lovemaking and like weird handjobs. There's no There's nothing else.
You don't think that a desperate single woman that has a whole series of wind chimes in her backyard has not once tried to fuck a wind chime?
No, she lives at Burning Man. She lives at Burning Man, and she doesn't get out a lot.
Why are you making fun of widowed women? Hillary, you're a storyteller.
I know, and I'm ranting about inanimate objects.
Well, that's how we get to truth.
Okay.
Are you afraid of truth?
No, I love the truth.
What about the American way?
I mean, it depends what America you're living
in. America with three Ks, like Ice Cube said.
Oh, that's
America,
a good one.
Land of the free, where no matter. No, he's not advocating that.
Wasn't that who said America with 1K? Was that Tupac Shaker?
Tupac Shaker said that America with 2Ks was ICP. Okay. America with 3Ks was Ice Cube.
Gotcha.
Yeah, not those Americas.
There's so
regular
many
America.
Yeah, it's neat.
It's
and then
crazy.
There's America Ferrera. Yeah. What is she doing?
Oh, she's done
traveling with some pants. You go.
Shit.
Guys, admit how great that was. Think
that
about
was
it. Think about
great.
That reference.
I hate myself for watching those.
Do films. It again. Say it again.
Oh, I said America Ferreras. What's she doing? Traveling with some pants. Sisterhood
that is brilliant.
Traveling pants.
That is brilliant. Yeah.
These guys don't watch movies that star that actress. No. And the other actress is married to what's his face?
Dave Coulier.
Nope.
David Cross.
Cut it out.
Well, Alexis Bledel of Gilmore Girls fame is in that movie.
And she's on Mad Men.
Who's she dating?
She's on Mad Men. What are you guys? This is your first day?
Welcome. Right,
back to you. Let's, yeah. We've
okay,
gone
so Heather, you're a storyteller.
Yeah.
What drew you to telling lies about wind chimes?
What drew me to storytelling?
Sure, whatever.
Okay. I guess I started doing comedy with this group of artists at an art gallery in Chinatown, and it was, I would like to call it experimental, but as I was experimenting, I realized that where I was the most humorous was in telling true stories.
When you say artists,
yes.
What does that mean?
You mean performance artists?
Well, it's a really neat artist space called Space 1026 in Chinatown, and a couple of really neat people there also do comedy, and they're really awesome.
Okay.
They're now in a sketch group called The New Dreams. They're great. But they were doing monthly comedy shows that were themed, so I just jumped in and did something different every theme and sort of just like figured out what my style was and found that I tended to tell stories. So then I sort of found my way.
And you like doing this?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Earlier today, I interviewed a storyteller out of New York, and he told me that one of the biggest problems with storytellers is they don't tend to look at the crowd.
Oh. I'm not looking at the crowd right now.
That,
I mean, now I am.
This is different. This is a look into your soul. So that's totally different. But when you're telling yarns,
right.
he said a lot of people that don't look at the crowd, they look up or they look down and they instantly like lose the crowd.
Oh.
Have you found that to be true?
No, I make sure to look at the crowd unless it's a room with where the lights don't allow you to look at the crowd. But I still look out.
Another thing he said is a lot of the people bury the details. Bury the details or get them out of the way.
Oh, I know. I love the details.
Give me something horrible about yourself that makes you endearing to others with specific details.
This sounds like a Family Feud question.
Yeah.
Do we get to top six answers are?
All right, let's see.
Does that question make sense?
Something horrible, like something
you know,
I don't like
it doesn't actually
like
have to be horrible. I just wanted to get to this question. Like, when you go up there and you're going to reveal something, what seems to do the best? Is it like a funny story? Is it this dramatic thing where like my sister almost died, but then I got to these wind chimes and she pulled through? Like, what is the thing... What is the thing that you seem to connect with the audience the most?
I thrive on things that happened in my childhood and also crushes that have gone horribly wrong.
Let's talk about one of those. Give me a crush.
Okay.
Celebrity or real?
Well, when I was 14, I fell in love with the lead singer of a band called Real Big Fish.
Oh, I've got a story.
Oh, God
and
damn it. God
I
damn
was...
It. Oh, hey, Jen, hold on.
Do you want my story first or Jen's story? What if our stories end up being the same?
No. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Okay. Hillary, you have the floor.
Okay.
Then we will give Jen the floor. Is that fair, Jen?
That's fine.
Okay, here we go.
So I fell in love for the first time while crowd surfing at a Goldfinger concert.
Oh, I got a story about them, too. What am I, the biggest
once again,
whore?
Jen, let her finish her story. Her cute yarn.
It really might be the same story. This is
I don't think it is.
Okay. So I decided to crowd surf for the first time at a Goldfinger concert. And as I'm up in the air, the opening band is playing, which was Real Big Fish. I did not know that at the time. And I locked eyes with the lead singer, who was wearing a Hawaiian shirt and his slick back pompadour and checkered glasses.
Stop. Are you describing the lead singer or every single person in the band?
I mean, specifically the lead singer. He also had, like, a gap in his... He was missing a tooth.
Sounds right.
Yeah. His name's Aaron.
We all know Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay.
My first email address ever in the 90s, early 90s.
Oh, remember those?
AOL@AOL.com.
No, not even.
Errol.
H. Barrett, which was his last name, at, like, phila.infa.net.
Holy
Something
shit.
Something like that.
So to the city of Philadelphia, you are the lead singer of Real Big Fish.
Right. Well, okay.
Oh, I want you to get
story,
to it.
Okay. So I fell in love, and I was like, I'm going to marry this dude. And then I, like, found out what band they were, and I saw that they were coming to HMV Records to do an in-store. And I got my parents to write me a note to leave school early. And I'm pretty sure that the note said, please excuse Hillary from seventh period. She needs to go tell the man that she's going to marry that she's going to marry him.
So that is both cute and incredibly irresponsible. Continue.
So I left, and I went to HMV, and I dragged my one friend who just, like, cut class. And we were the first ones there. And we're sitting, like, where the stage is going to be, where they're going to perform. But then I look over in the techno music section, and Aaron is there. And so I decide, or I think even my friend pushed me towards him. And I went up, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he started singing that song from the 90s. Wow, it's your time. You know you're going to be mine. You know you're going to be mine. I'm going to get you, baby.
I'm going to get you,
and I was like, whoa, he fell in love with me, too.
He was singing that while looking at you.
While looking at me.
This is an adult man.
And I was 14 years old.
That's perfect.
About to turn 15.
A little too old. Continue.
Yeah. So we ended up meeting, and then before I knew it, the band went up on stage. And, like, they were popular, but not, like,
They weren't Real Big Fish.
They weren't Real Big Fish.
They were Real Big Fish.
Yeah, they were like. Yeah. So I ended up, they were like, who knows the girl part of She Has a Girlfriend Now? And everyone's like, Hillary does. And so I got pushed up on stage.
You!
And I sang the whole song with them at HMV. And then I met them. And then that night I got pulled up on stage at the Truck, which is in Center City that holds like 800 people. And I sang the whole song up on stage. As like a 15-year-old. There's video footage of it. I have it. It's crazy.
Did you get pregnant?
I didn't, but we wrote love letters to each other, which I still have. But they were like platonic love letters.
Nope,
what's so weird.
No, because that guy's my age now. You know how many letters I've written to not someone I'm fucking?
Yeah, but we've never... Like,
zero.
The only thing that happened once was that he like wrapped me in the curtain of like the backstage of the TLA and hugged me for like 10 minutes.
He was
10 minutes?
He put a full body condom on you.
Wait.
Just so he could hug you.
Like, there was another band playing and he just like held me.
I bet I know what band it was.
Nothing.
Well, there's a very loud soundtrack and everyone's eyes are on one thing.
It was like Save Ferris.
He essentially...
Fuck, I gotta Save Ferris
story. Or the Pilfers. Like, one of those two bands.
He wrapped you in a corner...
In a curtain.
In a curtain.
In a drape of the
inevitably
stage.
In a corner, because that's what
right.
Was it a roast beef curtain? Had to go there. Had to do it. Edit that out.
Okay.
Edit that the
keeping
fuck
it,
out.
Keeping it.
Yeah. That's what he said. What? Shut up.
But nothing
wait,
ever...
Wait. Something happened. You just weren't aware of it. Okay. Now, he wrapped you in a curtain. God. Could you see anything?
No, we were just like in the dark hugging. But he was like, okay, I know.
What is he, the most awkward lover ever?
Like, this went on from 15
I would have been like, well, I'm turned off
basically.
Now.
Wait, you wrote this guy for 2 years?
It was like we saw each other every time they came to Philly. I had his pager number. He had a pager because no one had cell phones.
Oh, did you write about the hug in one of your letters?
No, the letters were like, but see, now that I've like looked back at the letters he's written to me, he's probably writing them to like a different 14-year-old.
There was just
city,
it was like a Mad Libs.
You know?
It was just
no,
like
but
he just
like,
filled
wait,
in some names.
He
and
gave me like a bracelet and a mixtape. He like gave me this bracelet. He gave me this bracelet at the Warped Tour and like got down on one knee and gave it to me. And then I went into school the next day and was like, guess what? I'm engaged.
Warped Tour.
Because he like got down on one knee and everyone believed me. Because everyone saw me sing with them and was like, Hillary's like dating a rock star.
Hillary, will you do me a favor? We're in a safe space. Will you please close your eyes for about 5 seconds.
I'm terrified.
It's
why?
Completely fine. We're in a public space. Close your eyes for 5 seconds.
Okay, I'm doing it.
And just think about that embrace. I just want you to think about that wonderful embrace. Now, could you do me a favor and describe that embrace for me?
Oh, no. Wind chime. It was
This is good.
There was no talking. There was probably heavy breathing. It was a little bit sweaty because it was like one of those curtains that's like on the side of a stage. And it was probably dirty from people like smoking into it or peeing into it, whatever bands played there.
But more importantly, it was beautiful.
It was as beautiful as the sounds
of
those windows.
And it felt more beautiful with the chimes.
Yeah.
And with that, you've been cured. Thank you. That's what we do here. We cure what ails you.
Hillary, I didn't think we'd actually get anything this good out of you. No offense.
Oh, okay. Great.
It has nothing to do with you and everything to do with my interviewing skills. Apparently, the only thing I'm good at is talking about Warped Tour bands.
Well, we could do that all
and
night.
And honestly, thank you so much for telling us about something that is probably illegal.
Yeah, it's cool, though. It happened in the 90s.
Yes, but he's still in a band.
They're still around, but he's
like... And they're still touring.
But he's the only... I think he's the only original
Doesn't matter. He's still in the band. You think those 14-year-olds know that? Do you think they care?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how old he is, because he definitely said he was in his 20s. He said he was too young to rent a car. So he's under 25, right?
Okay, but he could be lying to you, considering he's writing to a 14-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, by then I was probably like 16. I was about to turn
15. Well, that makes
15.
All the difference.
Jen, do you want to tell your Real Big Fish story, your Goldfinger story, or no? You don't have to. You don't have to unless you want to.
I don't care.
All right, we'll make it quick.
As you know, but nobody here knows, my ex-boyfriend was in an equally shitty band called the Bloodhound Gang.
Oh.
Yeah.
That far surpasses Real Big Fish.
Because I know how to pick them horribly. But Real Big Fish was touring with the Bloodhound Gang. So, and with Goldfinger, and with a weird band called the Hippos.
In the 90s.
Do you guys know those guys? Fuck me.
Are you guys here? Are you in the Hippos?
No, they are not. I know all those Ariel and all those fucking douchebags.
I interviewed them for my fanzine in high school. I had a fanzine called Bizarre Inc. because he sang me that song, which is by the band Bizarre Inc. That's how crazy it got.
Oh, my God. So
way too crazy.
I was in college so briefly. But what I did was the Hippos were playing in Jacksonville with Real Big Fish. And that was a 14-hour drive from my college. And I said, let's do it. Let's go down there. I ended up touring the entire state of Florida, writing bad checks from my mom's bank account for the entire band the whole time. And I remember distinctly I bought a silver vest that looked a little bit like Marty McFly's, but was silver.
I, too, owned a silver vest.
Thank you. That must have been their
thing. Like a puffy vest.
It was a silver puffy
And maybe vest. During those travels, Aaron was penning me his platonic
I might letters. Have been making out with your Aaron.
Oh, wow.
Not, like, sexually, just, like...
So, in a way, you two were both horribly abused by mid-level musicians.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was, like, 18. At least I was legal. No offense. I'm just...
No, it's fine.
But it was like really good time in my life because I missed all my finals at college, and I brought a girl with me whose parents later reported her kidnapped by me, and I was like, what? No, she came willingly, and they were like, no, she would never do that, and I was like, she would never tour Florida with a band.
No.
Yeah, good call. Who would do that? That sounds dumb.
Well, Hillary, thank you so much for spending your Wednesday evening with us. Let's plug some stuff.
Okay. When does this come out?
Let's say late tomorrow, Friday.
Cool. If you're in New York and listening, I'll be at UCB East Saturday at 7. I'm doing Adam Wade's storytelling show.
I like Adam. There. He's a good guy.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Crush Comedy.
How many Twitter followers do
you
have?
Oh, God. Not also, sadly, like a low amount.
Come on, guys. Hey, Philly, step up your Twitter.
I know. I'm sorry.
Web 2.0. What's your cloud score?
It's because I live tweeted Trapped in the Closet. I think
you lost people or gained people?
I think I lost people.
You got to use those hashtags.
I was hashtagging the shit out of it.
What are some of your hashtags that you used?
I mean, I was using
Real Big Fish. That'll lose you a follower in a fucking heartbeat. Don't do that.
I will probably be down to -5 followers after this.
Hillary, thank you so much.
Thanks for having
me. Fantastic.
You were fucking
wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, seriously. Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, go see her in New York. Put your hands together for Hillary Ray. Coming to stage. He's a very funny man. More than one person had told me to get him on the show, so I'm very happy he could do it. He's going to do some jokes for us, and then he's going to sit for an interview. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Rob DeSantis, everybody.
Shakedown 1979.
We're ready for you, Rob.
Thank you very much. I'm here to tell you an awkward story about the time I hugged the lead singer of Butterfly with Bullet Wings. It was sexy. My name's Rob. I'm 30 years old. I'm single. I'm lonely, and I have no prospects. I don't know why you're clapping for that. Well, I know why, because it's Wednesday. You're lonely and drinking in South Philly, so we can all smell our own. I like this fucking place. I'm at the age where all my friends are not only married, but they're starting to have kids. And I always ask them what it's like having children. And I get the same answer from them every single time. They say, you will never know the joy of having a child until you do it yourself. And I don't believe that. Because that's the exact same thing I said to them in college when I talked them into doing acid. And I think they want to see me have kids for the same reason I wanted to see them do acid. Because they want to sit back and laugh when my world falls apart. The way I see it, doing drugs and having kids is the exact same thing. All your money disappears, you start eating for two, and years later you find yourself sitting on a couch watching Blue's Clues wondering what the fuck happened to your life. If you're Irish, and you have a bunch of Irish tattoos, and you've never been to Ireland, you're a piece of shit. I don't get that. I don't have a joke for that either. It's just a thought that popped into my head. I've tried to do something about the single thing. I've done what every other lonely 30-year-old has done. I signed up for internet dating. Is anyone here lonely enough to have tried that? A couple people. For those of you who have not, I'll explain it to you. Internet dating is you being matched up with people so ugly that you will never find a room dark enough to ever justify fucking them. I can say that. I'm on the site. Okay? I'm one of them. Which is why I was really surprised a few months ago when a woman wanted to meet me who was suspiciously attractive. Like, women that look like her don't go out with guys like me who have to slouch to support the weight of his own tits. That's not how dating works. That's what I was going for. Pity, not laughter. By the way, thank you for that. But a few minutes into dinner, it actually became clear to me why she was single. Have you ever met someone where you just slowly subtract points off their IQ as you're talking to them? I'll give you an example. She said this to me. Hey, when you eat mashed potatoes, does it go down the food pipe or the drink pipe? That's unbelievably stupid. And as attractive as she was, I knew that date was over. I knew that date was over. So I got the check. The check was exactly $100. And I told her, I will pay the bill if you pay the tip. I got out my $100. She started doing this move on her fingers. I'm like, oh, at this restaurant, it's 18% of 100. And I said to her, what's 50% of 100? 50? What's 25% of 100? 25? What's 18% of 100? I don't have a calculator. I can't stand being around stupid people like that. I yell, I scream. I take their glass of wine, and I just throw it right in their face. Which is the exact same reason I'm not allowed back in church. Wow, a couple people didn't like that joke. Thought we were in a bar, not Chick-fil-A. That's cool. Guys, you don't need to be nervous when I tell jokes like that. We're in a bar right now, and we're in South Philly, so trust me, God's not watching. Because he's not real. I That's my fucking favorite. You guys want to hear the worst joke I ever wrote?
Yeah.
All right. I want to tell you about the weirdest gig I ever did. I did stand-up comedy in a gay bar in South Philly, where everyone in the audience that night was gay and or black, and that was the night I found out my jokes were only funny to straight and or white people. And as a comedian, I can't have that. I can. Where am I going to get work? The Republican National Convention? That'd be ridiculous. So that's when I realized, if I'm going to be a successful comedian, I need to do some research on minorities. And guys, check this out. I found a Time magazine article that said by the year 2050, whites are going to be the minority in America. Did you guys know that? A couple people. It's because the average minority couple is 4 kids, and the average white couple is 2.3 kids. Ladies, I want you to think about this. If your man is a minority, he's going to force you to push out 4 kids. And if you got married to me, I would force you to have 2 kids and an abortion. Like I said, worst joke I've ever written. Now, I'll be honest with you, I love that joke. I love that joke. But I understand why women don't laugh at that joke, because it involves math. So.
It's okay. It's amazing.
I'm going to tell you one more joke, and then I'm going to get off stage. That's about right. I went to Rowan University in South Jersey.
Yeah.
Stop it. Why?
Down the street from
your house? Did you go there?
No, I did not go there.
Okay. Then I understand your misappropriated enthusiasm. People who went to Rowan can't fucking spell Rowan, so it's fine. Now, I went to Rowan, and I was a marketing and advertising major when I was there, so I obsess over commercials and advertisements. If you drive down the Atlantic City Expressway, there's a sign for Cooper Hospital. That sign says angioplasties, 32 minutes faster than the national average. Hey, pop quiz, lonely people in a bar drinking on a Wednesday who that doesn't have anyone who loves them like me, apparently. How long is the average angioplasty? Exactly. It's heart surgery. Why are you selling it to me the exact same way Domino sells me pizza delivery? That's ridiculous. I was doing a gig in Northeast Philadelphia, and I passed a retirement center. There was a sign out front that said housing for people 55 or better. Better is not the word for that. The word is older. You're not going to trick me by switching around words. That'd be like an internet dating website exclusively for people with STDs. And there was a slogan on it that said, for people with herpes or better. When I was 17 years old, I went to Rome, Italy, and I saw a commercial. Now, mind you, I don't speak Italian, so I can only give you guys the play-by-play. There was a man sitting on a beach. He wades out in the water and starts to drown. Two gorgeous female lifeguards running after him Baywatch style, pull him into shore and start giving him mouth to mouth. All of a sudden, he sits up, starts making out with one of the lifeguards. Then he starts making out with the other lifeguard. Everybody on the beach laughs. The two female lifeguards start making out with each other. Box of spaghetti. Now look, that's the best commercial ever made. Because 13 years later, a commercial that I saw once in a language that I don't speak, I can pick that box of spaghetti out of a lineup. I think Cooper Hospital should take some notes. Their sign should just be a woman in a bikini and should say, angioplasties, you might die, or better. Guys, my name's Rob DeSantis. Thank you very much.
Rob DeSantis. Sit down, Rob.
Oh, my. That was wonderful.
Why, thank you.
I'm so hungry right now.
I have that effect on
for
women.
For spaghetti or anything.
Rob, do you have a day job?
I do have a day job.
What's your day job?
I'm a consultant for pharmaceutical companies.
Is that a good job or an evil job?
It pays the rent, but it's evil.
Why do you do it?
Because it pays the rent.
Yeah.
Is it like that Love and Other Drugs film
no,
starring
no,
the Gyllenhaal?
I make it sound more interesting than it is. I just work in human resources.
Thank you. Oh, really?
I just hire the people that do evil things.
Hold on. Thank you. Sorry, I'm eating some food.
Oh, this is
nice.
Go
ahead. I'm going. I'm good.
That's for
Thanks.
Jen.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. I got to drive later.
How long have you been doing this thing called comedy?
About 2.5 years now.
Why do you do it? What's the goal? Where do you want to be?
Where do I want to be? I want to be at a point where I can do this to pay my bills and not.
What kind of bills do you have? Like, what's your rent?
You want to know specifics of how much I pay in a month?
Yeah, what's your rent? Let's break this down. Let's see if you need to keep this job of yours.
All right. Well, my rent is about $600 plus.
Oh my God,
bills.
That's so
no,
cheap.
wait. It's about $600 or it is $600?
Let's you just negotiate every month?
Well, you give him $550, you give him $650, he's happy.
Yeah.
It's about six.
It's about
Do you
$600.
Have a roommate?
I have two.
So you're paying $600?
I live in a house.
Is it a nice house?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Are there seven strangers there that were picked to live in this house? And everyone stopped getting, and they started getting real?
I don't think they get...
Jen, you're funnier with food in your mouth.
I don't even taste this. I'm so hungry.
I don't think they would ever accept me on the real world. I have too much back hair to swim through a pool
on
MTV.
You
Thank
do.
You.
All right, so why do you think you have so much back hair? Let's talk about that.
Any back hair is too much back hair.
I don't know about
Let's
that.
Get the back story on your back hair.
Once again, what? Janet, you are much funnier while eating food. Okay. So you're a hairy-backed man that pays $600 a month of rent.
That's correct.
Now, how much do you make at work?
Not that.
Slightly more than that.
Slightly more than that. So like $650 a month.
I make roughly $60,000 a year.
Oh, my God. That's a lot.
Now no one likes you for the way you dress
everyone,
anymore.
You're going to...
You should be dressing better. Where did you get that hoodie?
Kohl's.
Oh, Kohl's! Fuck off! You're the reason why slave owners do really well in third world countries.
So I could be making more money doing that?
You should buy better clothes.
Why? These are comfortable.
Hey, guess what?
So is a grave. Do you care?
Wait.
Are you lonely, Rob?
All the bad kids.
Rob, you're single, you're going to Kohl's, and you don't see a connection, do you?
No.
And you make $60,000 a year. And you're funny.
Yeah. You're funny.
And you're smart.
Guess what? All the bad
Come
kids
on,
all the bad kids get Kohl's in their stockings. What? I tweeted that the other day. I'm a cheater.
Rob, how many Twitter followers do you have?
650.
That's okay.
That's how much you make a month. What is it?
Do you really make $60,000 a year and you pay $600 in rent and you don't have a girlfriend?
I don't see the connection between those two things.
Babies
you never
like
will, them. Sir. You never will. No. Kohl's, really?
I've had this hoodie for about 7 years.
Not making it better. Not making it better.
So it's not from the Trayvon Martin cut. Just cut that. Edit that out.
Nope, keep it. Turn it
Are
up.
Are you sure?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, she referenced a murder of a minority.
Boo me, because people die every day. You're going to get angry about every death? You fucking liberals. I'm kidding. I'm a liberal, too. Look at this fucking taco. I'm liberating this taco.
Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
You sure about that?
Well, I was when I got up here, but now you're chastising me for being single.
Rob,
and the way
No. I don't care that you're
Rob,
single.
Rob, I live with my mom.
That's
know.
Fucking real
That's
shit.
True. Do That's you have a boyfriend, though?
Nope. Boyfriend. Men All hate
right.
me.
No, to a point.
I don't see that.
Who's talking over there? What are we doing over there?
They work here.
You're adorable.
They're disgusting.
Rob, listen.
Yeah.
The only reason why I mentioned it is because in the first 2 minutes you mentioned I'm single, like you don't want to be single.
That's just the premise for a joke.
So what you're saying is you're a liar.
Yeah.
You're saying
false
you're
premise.
It's a false premise.
Now, and I'll tell you why. At one point in time, I was with a woman and we were going to get married and that didn't happen.
That's
so
more real. No. Let's get real. What happened?
Well, she met a man who she's now married to.
Oh, fuck that guy.
And
did you fuck that guy?
No, wait, yeah.
Did I fuck that
did
guy?
Did you fuck
no,
that
I
guy?
Didn't.
Why did she fuck that guy?
One of the two people in my relationship fucked that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, she did. She's
yeah.
married to him. She's very happy. What happened with your relationship?
I got a night job to pay for an engagement ring.
So the moral... Oh. No, wait, no. This is not an oh, woe is Rob story. Yeah. This is a very good story because if you ended up getting married to her and she would do something like that, it's for the best.
I didn't say it wasn't for the best.
It's
I
for
just said,
the best. Yeah. Now, when did that happen? Let me guess, 2.5 years ago.
Right around when I bought this sweatshirt, actually.
No, oh, 7 years ago,
seven
really?
7 years ago, yeah.
That's happened 7 years ago.
No, but I've been in a few relationships since then. It's just not a priority, really, anymore.
What's your priority? What's the goal? What are you working on?
To be doing this to pay the bills. That's my priority.
How much money do you make doing this a month?
$60,000.
Oh, is it $60,000 right. a year? $60,000 a month?
Doing comedy a month? I mean, I'm an opening act, so I'm lucky if I make a couple $100 a month. No, I'm not.
He just said opening act. Opening Why act. Would you say feature?
Because technically the opening act is the feature, and then you got the MC. I know the terms. I'm a pro.
So maybe you need to brush up on your terms, Rob.
That might be my problem.
Because
that's
the lady that's eating tacos is telling you off.
Do you want to be my manager? Because you might be able to book me correctly. Or at the very least, get me paid the way I should get paid.
This taco is delicious.
No, but 2.5 years is not shit.
I don't know if you heard that at home, listeners. The taco is so good.
Yeah.
So, Rob, 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're happy doing this. You're a funny guy.
Well, thank you.
You got a sweet gig. Hopefully you got a sweet dick. You got a horrible sweatshirt. I'm not going to stop making fun of you for that.
Two-thirds of that statement was correct.
That's cool, man.
I don't mind the sweatshirt, and I have a vagina.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What are you doing after this?
Look, I made another taco reference. What? Fuck you guys.
But I appreciate you having me on the show.
Thanks for doing it.
Now, you said someone actually emailed you and told you to have me.
Bradley Beck.
Bradley who?
Bradley Beck.
I thought it was someone I didn't know. You just shattered, like, the smallest chance of me going to sleep happy tonight. That's very sad.
Wait, you go to sleep happy depending on traveling podcasters?
Yeah. That's how I base
That's a horrible
my life.
Lifestyle.
I know.
We don't come around often. We're a rare dumb breed.
I thought we established this very early, by the way. Hey, do you guys take requests? Band?
No, they don't. They have a strict set list that they adhere to. What's your requests?
I wanted something by Smashing Pumpkins. It seemed
they
like
don't do any pumpkin songs. No.
Really? No.
No, they don't. They don't like the Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay.
That's the one band, whenever people mention them, they get really upset. They don't do any of that.
That's too bad.
Well, Rob, where can people find you on Twitter?
They can find me at Twitter at Rob D Comedy.
D-E?
Just the letter D.
Ugh,
Rob,
no,
the letter D good, in comedy. That's,
what about your actual name? Did somebody take that? Oh, somebody
DeSantis?
Did take that.
Are you Rob Italian?
DeSantis? My middle name is Vito, actually.
Why not do DeSantis Rob? Does anybody have that?
That's a better name?
Way better. Yeah, because then if I Google I Googled your name with, and then Twitter, it doesn't show up.
That's not even correct. It's the second thing that pops up when you Google
That's
my
not
name.
Correct.
I Google myself all fucking day. I have the shattered
Why
ego
Why don't you
of a
shop
man.
At Uniqlo? They have reasonably priced hoodies, and they look good.
Will that bump me up on Twitter? Is that going to work
yeah.
if I fashion myself?
Yeah, and you
got to
bing it. You got to bing Ron
also,
Paul.
Also, it helps
Hey,
it.
Guys, bing Ron Paul.
Bing Ron
Paul. 2012, yes, we can.
Coney,
Ladies 2013. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Coney. Rob DeSantis, everybody. Rob DeSantis. Fantastic job. Here we go.
Thank you.
You're wonderful.
Play him off, gentlemen.
To sum you with a smile. Emptiness and loneliness and loneliness and cleanliness and cleanliness and godliness and godliness and empty just like me.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Butterfly with Bullet Wings.
Yeah. This song is called The Great Unknown.
I miss my bed without you. It's just so cold with you gone. And I miss your body next to mine. You and I just spending time. And what I say you know is true. And it's been so long since a midnight ride. I can't hardly bear to go alone. And and how you rolled right next to me. Your long hair blowing in the breeze. Later you laid down by my side. Suburbs in the summer and city in the spring. Come on, honey, now I'll take you under my wing. And we'll fly to the great unknown. I try to think of where in the States you are. In a bus or a plane or your best friend's car. But I know we'll be back home soon.
So right now my band is working on writing this record. We've been working on it for a few months now. Recorded some of it up in a cabin in the Poconos. So that was super nice. Hopefully trying to print it. And are you from the Poconos? Is it love for the Poconos? It's pretty. It's nice, nicer than this shithole of a city sometimes. Sometimes. This song's kind of about that. I don't know. Sometimes it's just there's just too much concrete around here. I live at 10th and Susquehanna, if anybody knows who that is, so that's my defense there. I always tell people that, and they're like, why do you do that? Because I live next to a septa line, and my rent is under $300. So the Poconos are a little bit nicer than that, but this song is going to be on that record, which will hopefully be out in the spring. It's called Whiskey City. City's bringing me down. City's bringing me down. Oh, city's bringing me down. Oh, so pick me up and turn me around. Pick me up and turn me around. Oh, sold myself for a sound, and now I just wanna get out. Try to keep my troubles at bay. I didn't see it ending this way. Oh, and with the whiskey taste still on my tongue, I fear I'll never feel young again. Thank you.
let's not forget today. Cause the days of the days of the days can make it all just slip away. Because our minds are as free as the fish in the sea, because we were meant to be. And yeah, our minds are as free as the fish in the sea, because we were meant to be. Yeah, our minds are as free as the fish in the sea, because we were meant to be. And yeah, our minds are as free as the fish in the sea, because we were meant to be.
Well, this last one's kind of an older one, but it's a little bit more upbeat than that. So, hope you all enjoyed it. I was laughing a lot tonight, so a lot better than that sad music.
That you'd always wanted a song. Well, my friend, well, here it is. And I'm willing to bet that this is not what you'd expect. Because here I am, and I am, I'm talking back at you. Because we had last summer, didn't last all summer. What we had could have lasted all night. But what you said to me isn't what you said to me. Cause what you said to me was a lie. What we had last summer didn't last all summer. What we had could have lasted all night. But what you said to me isn't what you said to me. Cause what you said to me was a lie.
Thanks a lot.